Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm speaking with Sharon Gunsel, who is one of the owners of Redland Orchards. And she is in the studio today to tell us about what she's doing different this year to cope with the extreme heat that we've been having. Hi, Sharon. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. So tell us, you've had the Redland Orchard for a long time, I think over 30 years, right?
Well, more than that. Mm-hmm. We moved to Edie Road in 1978, and we planted the first section of the orchard in 1979.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, so that's a long time. You've been selling apples for a long time. You're doing things a bit differently this year. Can you tell us what's different?
This extreme heat means that we only are picking when we can, and we have lots of apples already picked, stored in our cooler, kept at 4 degrees, which is really nice. But out on display, we have very few apples, just a minimum, so that they don't get overheated and spoil.
Right. I think you said it's something like one large and two small of each variety.
That's right. One 10-pounder and 2 5s of each variety. Mm-hmm. But there are 1,000 pounds in the cooler that can be accessed at any point.
Okay. In previous years, you've just had them in a tent, right? Sort of close to the road where people can see it?
No, it's actually up the laneway.
Oh, okay.
The tent is a garage tent, mm-hmm. and it's up beside the cooler, right by the house.
Oh, okay.
So people just drive up to the house and leave their car, and they'll be able to see everything there. And if we need to bring some out of the cooler, they can get some fresh cool apples.
Okay. Did you find the apples to be earlier this year because of the warm weather?
I think they are, and it's a bountiful crop. We're just blessed with apples and more apples.
Wow, so much rain and so much heat. That's what plants like, right?
Yes, it's really beautiful.
So you're keeping them in the cooler this year to keep them cool.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So they'll be nice and crisp when people come to purchase them.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what days are you open?
We're open Monday to Saturday, mm-hmm. 9 in the morning till 7 at night.
Okay.
So that people can stop in on their way home from work or
right.
whatever.
Right.
And then we close on Sundays. We take a day off.
Well, yes. Good. And you guys are not exactly spring chickens anymore either, right?
No, it is a real mom and pop. No, it's a real grandma, grandpa.
Right.
Operation. Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. You'll be close to great grandma and great grandpa pretty soon.
Don't tell the grandkids.
Okay, where are you located?
136 Edie Road, mm-hmm. which is North Russell, mm-hmm. at the corner of Burton. If you happen to
So you're right there. Almost on the corner there.
That's right.
Right, okay. Actually, we didn't talk about the types of apples that you have, so
okay.
let's talk about them.
All right. The Scotia apples we started picking 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. so we have lots of them in the cooler. The Lobo we started picking last week, and mm-hmm. we're hoping to wrap it up this week, mm-hmm. just because we don't want to lose any. They're big and they're beautiful. And then the Cortlands are coming on a little earlier than expected, so we hope to pick those for Friday.
Right.
And then probably the Max the following Friday.
Okay.
And other than that, there were a few other specialty apples, but they have, a lot of them tend to just die out. But we have some Greenings, mm-hmm. which is a large green cooking apple.
Okay.
Very firm and stores beautifully. As a matter of fact, it was the most widely grown apple in Ontario in the 1800s.
And really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think we have 3 trees out of mm-hmm. a row of 20 left.
So would they be considered a heritage breed?
I would think so. Mm-hmm. The Greening. Mm-hmm. I think it's a Rhode Island. There's a few russet at the back, but again, most of that row seemed to die out.
Okay. So you just got the hardy trees left.
That's right.
So it's natural selection at its best.
Yes. Yeah, so basically, the majority of the orchard is McIntosh, Cortland, and Lobo. That's the majority.
Okay. Anything else you want to add before we sign off?
I do enjoy the repeat customers. Larry is very sweet. He takes the apples to the seniors in Russell.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is very sweet. So you do have people that come back year after year?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And week after week.
Mm-hmm. And week after week, day after day.
Well, packing kids' lunches and things like that. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
they get into a routine.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Well, thanks so much for coming in, Sharon. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Candace Vetter on Local First. I've been speaking with Sharon Gunsel, who's one of the owners of Redland Orchards on Edie Road in North Russell. And if people want to get hold of you, is there another way? Can they phone or?
They can phone at 613-445-5410. mm-hmm. or they could email us mm-hmm. at Redland, R-A-D-L-A-N-D, mm-hmm. at storm.ca.
Perfect.
Redland Orchard.
Perfect. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
I'm Candace Vetter. This is Local First on CJRO Radio, last on the dial and first for local news.